Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, May 4th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Twitter announced it began testing Twitter Circle, which lets you share private tweets with up to 150 accounts. Circle tweets will appear differently in the timeline. Users can like these tweets, but not retweet them. Users can also change the accounts in their Twitter Circle anytime. Meta developed the Open Pre-trained Transformer Language Model, or OPT, which contains 175 billion parameters, roughly the same size as OpenAI's GPT-3 model, and designed to match GPT-3 on accuracy with language tasks. Meta released OPT as available for non-commercial use for free. It's also releasing its code and a logbook that documents its overall training process from October 2021 through January 2022, inviting other researchers to further study the model. Instagram began testing a full-screen home feed designed to bring video content more front and center. Users can still access their account page, discovery tab, reels, and shopping in the bottom navigation bar. In its Q1, Uber reported it lost 18 cents per share on revenue, up 136% on the year to $6.85 billion, both beating analyst expectations. It did report a net loss of $5.9 billion in the quarter, which the company mostly attributed to losses on its equity investments in Didi, Grab, and the autonomous vehicle company Aurora. Mobility gross bookings, aka ride hailing, increased 58% in the year to $10.7 billion, with its mobility segment generating more revenue than its delivery business. Uber reported 1.71 billion trips in the quarter, up 18% in the year, reporting its driver base at a post-pandemic high. Lyft also reported Q1 earnings, beating analyst estimates by earning an adjusted 7 cents per share on revenue up 43% to $876 million. Active riders on the service came in at 17.8 million, missing analyst estimates and down from Q4's 18.73 million. Razer announced its next version of the Blade 15 laptop will be the first laptop to come with an OLED QHD 240Hz display. Previously, you could get a 240Hz LCD display or 4K, but not both. Now you get the refresh rate and a 4K OLED. The 15.6-inch display covers the entire DCI P3 color gamut, has a 1 millisecond response time, and 400 nits of brightness. The new Razer Blade 15 goes on sale in Q4 for $3,499.99. Samsung unveiled the specifications for its UFS 4.0 flash storage. This doubles the speed of UFS 3.1 to 23.2 gigabits per second per lane, with read speeds up to 46% more efficient in terms of power usage. Mass production will begin in Q3, so it could potentially find its way into phones before the end of the year. Samsung also released a new Pro Endurance line of micro SD cards designed for surveillance cameras and dash cams. These are made for continuous operations. The cards offer 140,160 hours of continuous recording time on the 256GB version, so that means you get 16 straight years of recording. The lowest end 32GB card offers a mere 17,520 hours of continuous recording. The cards are available now. According to internal documents seen by The Verge, Sonos' upcoming budget soundbar will be called the Sonos Ray. The expected cost comes in at around $249 and will reportedly go on sale in a matter of weeks. According to data from StatCounter, Microsoft Edge surpassed Apple's Safari as the second most popular desktop browser globally. Chrome remains number one with 66.64% market share, but Edge now accounts for 10.07%, followed by Safari with 9.61%, and Firefox with 7.86%. On mobile, Chrome holds 62.87% market share, Safari is a solid number two with 25.35%, and Samsung's Internet a distant third at 4.9%. As part of its Google System update for May, Android's Nearby Share feature can now move files over Bluetooth to devices signed in with the same Google account without needing to authenticate each transfer. The update also allows for work accounts to migrate their onboarding between devices through the web. YouTube Go launched in 2016 as a lightweight Android app designed for slow network speeds and lower-end hardware. It will soon be YouTube Gone, with YouTube shutting down the app beginning in August. YouTube says its main app now includes optimizations for slower networks. AMD earned $1.13 per share in Q1 on revenue of $5.89 billion, up 71% in the year. Both beat analyst estimates. Its PC chip segment saw revenue up 33% in the year, with growth increasing on the quarter. Its embedded, enterprise, and semi-custom business, which includes chips for gaming consoles, saw revenue up 88% to $2.5 billion. Next quarter, AMD will break out gaming into its own segment. This will include its semi-custom chips, as well as desktop and laptop Radeon GPU sales. AMD also plans to release a new gaming laptop CPU line, codenamed Dragon Range, designed for high-power machines with a 55-watt TDP and up. A lower-power Phoenix line of chips will target thinner machines in using 35 to 45 watts of power. Both will be part of the Ryzen 7000 series, based on the Zen 4 architecture, and will arrive in 2023. And finally, the project manager for the Thunderbird email client confirmed on Twitter that it will release an Android APK for a mobile version of Thunderbird soon. It's unclear if the app will come to iOS. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.